You're listening to a program of Music from Night's Edge. I'm Catherine Michelle. Now, we'll hear the eponymous piece for this program, Music from Night's Edge. It was composed in 1988 by Alexina Louie. Born in Vancouver's Chinatown in 1949, she has twice been named Canada's most frequently performed classical composer. The daughter of a successful importer-exporter of Chinese foodstuffs, she started piano lessons at age 7. She attended the University of British Columbia and received her master's in composition at the University of California, San Diego, studying with Peter Salemi. It is there she developed an interest in Oriental music. After several years in California, she returned to Canada. She received an honorary doctorate from the University of Calgary in 1997. She has been composer in residence for the Banff Arts Festival and the Canadian Opera Company, for which she developed a full-length opera, The Scarlet Princess, with Tony Award-winning playwright David Henry Hwang of M. Butterfly fame as her librettist. She is the recipient of many awards, including the Order of Ontario, for outstanding musical contributions. Music from Night's Edge was commissioned to celebrate the collective achievements of Louis as Composer of the Year, the Oxford Quartet as Ensemble of the Year, and Angela Hewitt, Performer of the Year, as named by the Canadian Music Council in 1986. The piece is in 4 movements entitled Ritual on a Moonlit Plain, Midnight Music, Interlude, Heavenly Night, and Quicksilver Light. Here is what the composer says about the piece. The many visions engendered by the night have become the initial stimuli for a number of my works. In particular, Music from Night's Edge covers a wide range of night images, from a primitive ritualistic dance on an empty, stark, moonlit plain to the mysterious personal intensity of the second movement, a glimpse into the starry night, to, finally, the bright flickerings of moonbeams on a windy night, sporadically glancing off rustling leaves and illuminating rocks. A spot of earth, trees, wild flowers, a path through the forest. On a second level, the work at times explores the edge of madness, from the pagan dervish music of the first movement through the internalized passion of the second, and finally the quirky, somewhat schizophrenic nature of the fourth. We'll hear a performance by Lydia Wong, pianist, and the Accordis String Quartet.